This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now, a story that may turn some stomachs. It's about a food scandal in Britain and Ireland. The controversy isn't about health exactly. For as long as a year, consumers who thought they were buying beef products may have been eating pork and horse as well. Here's reporter Vicky Barker in London.
It was Irish food safety officials who broke the news. They said 23 out of 27 beef burgers sampled were found to contain pig DNA. 10 also contained horse DNA, and the meat had been marketed across the British Isles. One beef patty sold by the British grocery giant Tesco was 29% horse meat, a level one food safety officer has called astounding. Outside a Tesco supermarket in West London, Alicia Rodriguez, a Muslim, loads a cart with bags of groceries. She's seen the reports, she says.
It's horrible. I feel like, wow, it's horrible, horrible, horrible.
Jewish and Muslim leaders in Britain have said there's no evidence that any of the pork-contaminated beef was mislabeled as kosher or halal. But the greatest expressions of revulsion here haven't been religious, and they haven't been about pork, but horse. Another Tesco customer, who just goes by the name Johnny, says he's stopped buying beef burgers altogether.
I'm not eating them anymore. Poor old horses. I feel sorry for them, that's all. Because France and all them countries eat horse meat. We don't in English.
Indeed, to the average animal-loving, horse-mad Brit, the concept of eating Mr. Ed is abhorrent and positively un-English. Henry Harris is the chef at Racine, a French restaurant in London.
This misconception that we shouldn't be eating horse because the whole pet connotations and companionship that horses give people, and it puts them off. Whereas you go over to the continent, they don't have quite the same connection and they appreciate it more for its culinary rather than its companion qualities.
Most of the adulterated beef has been traced to a single Irish supplier called Silvercrest. Silvercrest seems to have acquired the suspect meat from an unapproved Polish firm. Food critic Rose Prince says the Polish operation probably used horse for two reasons: its cheaper price and its deep red color.
Adding it to the meat, you would certainly make it look leaner. You'd look like you're getting more and less sort of fatty mince.
Tesco supermarkets have since severed their relationship with Silvercrest. But even as the chain was pulling its compromised products off the shelves, more firms stepped forward to say they too had inadvertently sold adulterated beef. The most recent victim, Burger King. The burger chain's confession this week has prompted a Twitter campaign and threats of a consumer boycott. The irony is that the adulterated products may actually have been healthier than the real thing. Nutritionists say horse meat contains just as much protein, but far less fat than beef. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.